I'm wondering whether there's any need for a weather report today. We have 8 degrees, 46 Fahrenheit, 95% flooded air, 1013 millibars, no wind at all, but absolutely torrential rain. It is dreadful, torrential. Having said that, this is Britain. What do I expect? The ground is saturated. The garden is, well, not flooded, but almost flooded. A little bit of an exaggeration there. The garden is wet. It's not flooded. Have you seen the Princess Kate photograph? Have you read all the nonsense, worldwide media, going mental over the photograph? Stone the crows. I wish people would get a life. I won't bang on about that, but I just thought I'd mention it. Hello, Bob in California. You say, can you add some sort of archive menu to your page? Something to help us get to the older podcasts, because he would like to revisit some of his favourites without having to go page by page. The trouble is with podcasts, Bob, and it's not just me, it's all platform. There are so many platforms, so many different places to listen to podcasts these days that it is completely, well, it's a minefield. It's so confusing. There isn't like a podcast place, if you see what I mean. I will bear that in mind and see if I can put something together. Okay, let's move on. Quite a lot of response in relation to Sunday's podcast episode about managers. Managers, bosses, do we need them? Neil, hello to you. You say that you work in an office, 10 of you in an open plan type office. Your manager, whose desk was in a separate bit at the end with a glass panel so he could keep an eye on you, he left 8 months ago, and the company haven't replaced him. You've not had a manager for 8 months. Apparently, Neil and his fellow workers were told, you don't need a manager, you're all getting on very well without him. The company was saving £60,000 a year. That was the manager's salary. So the office workers said to the company, well, how about the 10 of us sharing the £60,000 a year, because we're now managing ourselves? £6,000 salary increase each. Obviously, that didn't go down too well, and they didn't get their pay rise. But interesting point, though, Neil. 8 months without a manager, and the company decided you didn't need a manager. That is interesting. Another email from Beth in Edinburgh. Hello, Beth, up there in Edinburgh. Hope you're not too cold. Beth says that her manager in their office, there are 8 of them in the office, her manager left 3 weeks ago, and the company have no plans to replace her because they say, we don't need a manager. Not only did Beth's manager go, 2 other managers left. Beth doesn't say for what reason. So 3 managers left. These are departmental managers, I think, Beth, from what you're saying, departmental managers, not sort of up the ladder somewhere. 3 of them left in total, and none of them have been replaced. And the company, she reckons, is saving over £120,000 a year. That's a lot of money. It's a small company. I don't know what it does. That is a lot of money, though, to a small company, isn't it? Over £120,000 a year. The manager above those 3 just manages the whole setup. And she said, we hardly ever see him because there's nothing to do. It's just someone, as Beth says, to oversee various aspects of the work, that's all. So they've got rid of 3. Well, they got rid of 3 of them left, and they've not replaced them. That, again, is interesting. I've had other emails. I'm not going to read them all out. But along similar lines, the general consensus seems to be that managers don't seem to manage things properly. What they manage to do is poke their nose in and muck things up. Everything's working fine. It's going along nicely. It works properly. Manager comes along. Oh, we'll change this. We'll change that. Oh, what? Everything's in a mess now. That seems to be the general consensus. Dave has used, hello Dave, that old expression, too many chiefs and not enough Indians. So you've got bosses everywhere and only a few people actually doing the work, which I think sums it up nicely. I remember a friend of my mother's years ago telling my mum about someone she worked with. This woman at work wasn't getting her work done. Each of them in the office had a shelf, from what I remember. And on that shelf was their designated work. And this woman's shelf was piled high with files. She just wasn't getting the work done. She was a union representative. She had to go to union meetings. There was union business to be carried out. And she wasn't getting the work done. In the end, the company got fed up with it and sacked her. They knew the union would turn up and come down on them, but they sacked her because she just wasn't getting the work done. A union man turned up at the office. I remember this conversation well. A union man turned up and he said, right, oh, you sacked her, blah, 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 you can't do that. And he was shown her shelf. There's her shelf, piled up with work, stacked high with files. Look at other people's work. They're getting through it. Every day they get their designated work and they get through it. Her shelf is piled high. We've got accounts going back weeks and weeks, and it's just not good enough. The company thought he was going to say, no, 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 you can't sack her, blah, blah, blah. But the chap agreed. To everyone's amazement, the union man said, yeah, I agree. She can't do two jobs at once, obviously. And he upheld, if you like, the sacking of the lady, who was most disgruntled. Swearing. I mentioned that last Sunday, didn't I? Quite a few of you have responded to that. It seems that you don't like swearing. On the TV, the radio, podcasts, or wherever. It's totally unnecessary. A few of you said yes, you like it on some drama, programmes or films because it is more true to life. I do take that point. But the majority of you just don't want to hear swearing. Leon, hello Leon, he's made a list. He doesn't like swearing. He doesn't want to hear about politics. He doesn't want to hear about the news. All good points, Leon. Yes, people don't want to hear about that all the time. Whenever you turn the radio on, the TV, the news, politics, people just have enough of it. And I have said from episode one many years ago, I'm not going to talk about politics on the podcast episodes because people don't want it. Yesterday in Britain, it was Mother's Day or Mothering Sunday. If you say Mother's Day to some people, they take offence. It's not Mother's Day, it's Mothering Sunday. Okay. It was a day when mothers are meant to be looked after by husband and children. Many mothers would have woken up and been brought a cup of tea in bed along with some burnt toast and possibly half edible breakfast. Daughter number two, she had breakfast in bed and a cup of tea. Lovely. The kids, well, teenagers, they did all this for her. Happy Mothering Sunday. It was fine until daughter number two went down to the kitchen. Absolute dreadful mess that she had to clear up. But the thought was there. They made the breakfast and apparently it was lovely. It was more than edible. It was lovely. I don't know when Mothering Sunday began. There's also a Father's Day now. Is that a Fathering Sunday? No, it's not, is it? It's just Father's Day. I've no idea when that is, but no doubt Trish will know. She'll bring me a cup of tea in bed, which will be the same as any other day, because she always brings me tea in bed. No, to be honest, sometimes I will take tea to Trisha in bed, sometimes. There are so many days, aren't there? We've got Mother's Day, Father's Day, then we've got Easter, and then we've got everything else. There's so many bank holidays and Saint Someone's Day and Saint Someone Else's Day. Difficult to keep up with everything. I know I said I wouldn't keep on about these stupid weather forecast things or events or whatever. Here's one. Britons are being warned to brace for a 597-mile wall of rain expected to pour down across the UK next week. What is a 597-mile wall of rain? Struth, don't like the sound of that. Here's one. Forecasters predict that widespread rain and showers will hit Britain this weekend before a band of wet weather is set to stretch from Plymouth to Fort William in Scotland. One more here. Massive European rainstorm about to smash into murky Britain today. Well, that was the other day and I didn't see any rain smashing into Britain at all. So they're all talking. There's that word again. It's the one beginning with B, isn't it? Rubbish. They're all talking rubbish. This is the last one on the poll that I'm sort of conducting the survey, if you like, on the seagulls at the beginning of each episode. We've got 45 for and 6 against. So the nays, the fours have it. What? Who has it? The yeas have it. That's it. The seagulls are staying. But one thing I will do is improve the audio a bit because it's rather naff. What shall we talk about on this coming Sunday's episode? Any ideas? Raise rants at protonmail.com. what can we say? Red buses. No, we've got red buses still, haven't we, in London? Red telephone boxes. Trolley buses. Who remembers the trolley buses? We could chat about those. I love the trolley buses. Postal deliveries, where we had, what, four a day, was it? Early morning, lunchtime, afternoon and evening. Four post deliveries a day. Now we're lucky to get four a week. Halcyon days. I like that word, halcyon. Halcyon days, where you'd see the postman ride by on his bicycle and he'd say, good morning. Then the policeman would ride past on his bicycle. You could pop round to the post office, which was just round the corner, not a mile away because they've all closed. Pop into your local pub and have a beer without being asked, why are you standing at the bar? Can you go and sit at a table and we'll bring a menu to you? I don't want a menu. I want a beer or two. Oh, do you? Well, this isn't a pub. Oh, I suppose it is a pub, isn't it? The days where you could drive into your local garage or gas station, depending on where you live, and you could say, £5 worth, please. And you get a full tank on that, £5 worth. And the chap would clean your windscreen, check the oil for you, have a look at the tyres. You didn't have to get out of your car. I suppose that's laziness, isn't it? The days when the window cleaner would come round, ask you for a bucket of warm water. He'd have his sponge and his cloths and his leather, his chamois, and he'd clean the windows properly. He'd chamois it all off, dry them all off, looking nice. Whereas these days, they come round with a hose pipe and a broom and that's it. Squirt water all over the place. Job done. Is it really? Job done? Okay. Where's the soap? Where's the leather? Where's the chamois? No good banging on, I suppose. Although I will, because you love it, don't you? You love me banging on about the good old days when I was a boy. You look after yourselves, you lot. Take care. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And if you do, as usual, don't get caught. I will chat to you on Sunday. Bye-bye for now.